From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Iranian negotiators in Vienna are sending mixed signals about the pace of talks with Western powers on the country's nuclear program. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said negotiators were not at any kind of breakthrough moment yet. "The work goes on," said Hammond as he spoke to reporters outside of the negotiation site. "The effort of all parties to reach success is genuine," said German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. The meetings in Tehran come as negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States and Germany work in Vienna toward a comprehensive agreement. The two sides agreed on a framework deal in April and were supposed to have a final plan by last Tuesday. However, they agreed to move their deadline to July 7th. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says he will resign his post if Greek voters approve Sunday's referendum on bailout terms demanded by the country's European creditors. Varoufakis said he expects Greeks to reject the bailout proposal, which would require tax increases and spending cuts in exchange for further aid. On Wednesday, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said he is sticking with plans for Sunday's referendum, but expressed willingness to accept terms, much like those his government has previously rejected. In response, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, again, there will be no more negotiations until the outcome of Sunday's referendum is clear. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing on Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. This is VOA News. Authorities in Tunisia have detained 12 people in connection with last week's attack on a beach resort that killed 38 people, an official said Thursday. The gunman was killed by security forces following the mass shooting Friday in the city of Sousse. Officials have said he was the only shooter, but that they were searching for people who may have provided help before the attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility, just as it did when two gunmen killed 21 people at the Bardo Museum in Tunis in March. An appeals court in Afghanistan has quietly overturned the death sentence given to four men involved in the brutal mob killing of a woman. Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
When 27-year-old Farkhunda Malikzada was brutally murdered by a mob in March, it led to widespread protests, calls for reform and an open trial with journalists and cameras in the courtroom. A couple of months later, an appeals court has overturned the verdict in an almost secretive hearing. No journalists, no cameras, not even Farkhunda's family were present in the courtroom. Fazal Manan Nuri, the defense attorney of one of the accused, Abdul Bashir, told VOA that three of the men convicted of the murder of Farkhunda Malikzada in March were instead given 20-year sentences. Farkhunda's family has expressed outrage and her father, Muhammad Nader, has called the ruling unacceptable. Women's rights activists in Afghanistan complain of widespread violence against women. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
The U.S. economy had a net gain of 223,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate was down 0.2 percentage point at 5.3%. That is the lowest jobless rate since 2008. Thursday's report from the Labor Department says job gains were seen in business services, health care, and the retail trade. Job losses continued in the mining sector, including the petroleum industry, which has been hit hard by falling oil prices. China has nearly completed a military-length runway on one of the artificial islands it has built in the disputed South China Sea. The Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative says China continues to pave and mark the 3,000-meter airstrip, which analysts say is capable of accommodating any plane in China's Air Force fleet. Additional military facilities, including two helipads, up to 10 satellite communications antennas, and possible radar tower, are also being built on the Fiery Cross Reef, said the group's online report. And the United States has asked Switzerland to extradite seven officials with the World Football Organization FIFA in an ongoing corruption probe. Swiss justice officials said Thursday they have received the request for the seven FIFA officials who were arrested in Zurich in May. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.